This is Nursing in America. Each week we speak with incredible nurses who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream. This is the second part of a two-part episode, so make sure you go back and listen to part one first.
How much usually are the house rents in Harrisburg? Joy, I'll start with you.
House rents around Harrisburg. So within the inner city of Harrisburg, it's pretty expensive, but the rooms are smaller. The house, total house area is a little bit smaller, but they're more expensive around. Maybe now it's over $1,000 to like $1,500 for the inner area of Harrisburg City. As you go outer to the suburb areas, depending on the apartments, if it's more of the lower scale apartments, then probably around $1,800 you could still find. And then the more luxurious apartments you find, the more expensive it becomes, like anywhere from $1,500 to like $2,000.
Is that for a one bedroom, a two bedroom, two bathrooms?
What I'm talking probably is more of like a two bedroom apartment. If you have a family, you usually want at least a two bedroom apartment, or some people take rental townhouses, which is also around those price. But buying a house, eventually you can really save with that, but it has to take time. You have to build your account first. Of course, it's very expensive to do a mortgage, but it saves you more money in the long run.
Patricia, tell us about your home and the cost of living where you live. And you have a bigger family, yeah?
Yeah. So initially, like the rent, and I would totally agree with Joy, because a mortgage is much cheaper than renting, because I could tell you a three-bedroom home right now, if I needed to rent in the suburbs, it's probably a townhouse, probably $1,550 to $1,800 a month. It depends on where you are. So if I move further away from the city, it's cheaper. But you can get a mortgage for much less than that. So initially, and that's what we all did, we rented, but you know, the goal is always to buy your own home, because it's an investment. And then in the long run, it's cheaper.
When did you buy your first home? What was that like?
Oh, I bought my first home a couple of years ago, and it was fun. I mean, it's really nice to see all your hard work come to fruition, at least. And for me, now my kids are much older. My youngest is 26. So, you know, I don't get to share my home with a lot of my kids anymore, but we still had great memories in there. And now I have to wait for grandkids, hopefully. So I can have fun with them in my home. But yes, it's nice to be able to purchase your home, and then you have that investment. And especially for us as nurses, you want to be able to do that as well.
Have either of you heard of Camp Hill?
Yes. So Camp Hill school system is quite okay. It's a little way, not really far from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So it depends on the school district in Camp Hill. And there's others that are better than the other ones. So you really have to just pick and choose which school district or which area of Camp Hill you would be.
What is the process like to register your kids in school? How do you get your kids into school and get that started?
It's pretty easy, actually. When I brought the kids here in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, they were little. So you just have to really bring their transcripts, all their information, their birth certificates to the school district. And then they give you their registration forms, and that's how it goes. And then even with my, at that time, I had a little one. She was only, I think, 2.5 when she came over here. By the time she was 4.5, the school district already sent me an email and letters that your daughter can be enrolled in the next school year. So they're on it.
I want to make sure everybody is getting a good education. Patricia, what was that like for your family?
Yeah, it's the same. Like, my kids were all 3 years apart. So, you know, we take them in. One thing you need is vaccination record. Make sure you have that before you come to the United States, because you need that in order to get your kids into school. That's really, really important. So you need that. You need their records from the school to see where they were at. And all of that helps with placing them in the right class. So that's important too. Yeah, it was not a tough process. It was just a little bit tedious because there's a lot of forms to fill out and all that stuff. But once you get the kids in the system, then the school district, they're pretty good about organizing where they go. Like Joy said, it's easy moving forward.
Patricia, tell us about Penn State Health. What is it like working there?
So Penn State Health is growing every day. Like, we right now, they're building a new hospital in Lancaster. They just opened the Hamden Medical Center. I work at Penn State Health Holy Spirit, which is close to the Hamden Medical Center. It's in the Camp Hill area. Then you have Penn State Health Hershey Medical Center. That's in Hershey, near to Hershey Park and the Hershey Chocolate Factory. Very, very close. So Penn State Health also has a lot of medical groups and clinics and urgent care. So what it's like to work here, I love the culture of Penn State Health. I love the community. I love the fact that we have great leadership. I like the fact that they care about their staff. Being part of the leadership team, I have the opportunity to really positively affect the lives of my staff every day, which is great. I love the values of Penn State Health. We have, I talk about this all the time, the right values: respect, integrity, teamwork, and excellence. And every day we have opportunities to do that. I also love the fact that they have a great drive to be the best. I love that too, because we want to give the best patient care possible. And Penn State Health, the leadership, they're trying very hard to make sure we have everything we need to care for our patients. So I love the standard and the culture, the mission, the values of Penn State Health.
Joy, what about you? When you first started working at Penn State Health, what surprised you? What did you like? What did you not like? Tell us about it.
Working in Penn State Health, for me, I think what I like most in Penn State Health, they're so focused with education. They make sure all their staff have all the resources and all the sources of education that they can have. They support the management, even from the highest management team down to your direct manager. They support you with education. Penn State Health offers all kinds of resources for education here. What I didn't like, I don't think so. There's anything. There certainly would be little things, but nuances at work, but that's something you can solve with the support of your upper management. And then surprises, I don't think there's really anything. If there would be, you know that you would have the support of upper management.
Everybody works together. Patricia, you were talking about the community, that you really loved the community. There's the community inside the hospital, but then there's the community that you live in. There's culture. There are people around you. What is that like, the culture where you live?
Yeah, the culture is good. I think for my family, we network with a lot of people. We meet from the Caribbean or we network with people in our community. For me, I'm one of Jehovah's Witnesses, so I have a huge community. We have tons of, Kingdom Halls, and I can network with a lot of my brothers and sisters in this area and throughout the United States. So the gist of it is, like, it's easy for you to find your community. It's a very diverse area, and you'll be able to fit in and, be able to network with the people that you would love to network with. So that was always a plus for me, the ability to be able to do that.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work in healthcare facilities here in the USA. If you are interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. On with the show.
Are the schools safe for kids?
That is a very good question. So a lot of schools are very good for the kids, very safe for kids. Just in the school district where my kids are, where I only have one kid in middle school now, but they do have secured doors. It means they only have one entrance, one exit. And then to enter the school, you have to buzz in, and then someone looks at the camera and makes sure who is buzzing. Then they will let you in. So it depends on the area and the school district, how they have their safety and security is set up. But most of the schools are safe and secured. But I guess with what's going on around in the United States recently, that's why this question comes up. But every school district, they try to do their best to make it safe and secure for the kids.
It is quite sad what has happened here in the United States with all of the school shootings. Most of this, of course, this is something absolutely horrible that we do experience here. And that question makes a lot of sense. Patricia, have you ever felt over all the years that your kids were unsafe? And now, of course, they've grown and they're in their own lives and perhaps did more education as they got older. Have you ever feared for your kids going to school?
No. So as I said, my youngest kid is now, well, he would not appreciate the word kid, but he is now.
Well, they were kids and then they grew.
Yeah, 26. So no, my kids went to the Central Dauphin School District. I think that's where Joy's kids are as well. And I never had any issues. I mean, as Joy said, to getting to the high school, you have to buzz in. It was always safe because they would ask, they would never let your kids leave with anybody else. And you had to have a note for your kid to leave with someone, and then they would validate. You couldn't just pick your own kid up from school and stuff like that. So there are a lot of safety precautions that they had, even in high school. Like, my kids could never leave school without my permission. I had to give a note, and then I had to let them know if somebody else other than me was picking my kid up. So, yeah, I never felt that it wasn't safe for my kids at school.
Joy, when you took your children to school, how multicultural are the schools there?
So the Harrisburg area here in Pennsylvania is very multicultural. Central Dauphin School District, where Patricia's kids also went to, is very diverse. You would find kids from Nepal, from Bangladesh, from Africa, from the Philippines, from China, Japan, everywhere. So it's very diverse. I could say that Central Dauphin School District is one of the most diverse school districts here in the area.
Patricia, speaking of multicultural and diversity, at Penn State Health, in your working setting, your work setting, What is the culture like? Is it multicultural as well? Are there people from all over the world working with you?
Yeah, so I was just walking, coming back from a meeting yesterday, and here I saw one of our physicians who, I forget, I think it's from Kenya, and then I came onto my unit, and we have nursing students who are from all over the world. So yes, the Penn State Health Experience, you'd see that more and more we have people from all over the world who are finding a place to work at Penn State Health and who appreciate the culture at Penn State Health. I know that a lot of organizations are working on diversity. Penn State Health is doing the same because we want to make sure that it doesn't matter who you are and where you come from, that you have a place and you feel like you belong at Penn State Health. So it's very energetic. The energy around diversity is very vibrant, and you would get that sense when you get here.
How about daycare in the area? Any idea how much?
I can answer that.
All right,
it depends on which daycare you go. When my little boy was very little, when I had him in 2010, then I had to go back to work like 3 or 4 months after. So he had to be in daycare. I was just lucky enough that I was able to find a home-based daycare. So that's not as expensive as a regular daycare. So I was probably paying monthly less than $100 a month. So it was not as expensive as regular daycares. Regular daycares could go very expensive. So it really, it depends on where you would put your kid at. And then here in Penn State Health, they have resources for daycare too. So it would give you some discount wherever you would want to put. There's choices of daycares that they have that you can get some discounts for as a Penn State Health employee.
How long is the maternity leave in the United States for a nurse, let's say at Penn State Health?
Yeah, Joy?
Yeah, so normally it's 12 weeks of paid maternity leave. But if you were able to bank more hours of your paid time off and your personal time, then you can extend your leave however much hours you have enough to cover it.
Is there also family leave as well?
That recently just came about. Now there is paternity leave aside from just the maternity leave. So it's you and your husband can have the leave here in Pennsylvania.
And it's at different times, or do you both have to take that leave together?
If you work this in the same place in Penn State, I'm not sure. Patricia, do you know if it's shared?
No, I believe it could be. You can choose it. Yeah, as far as I know. Yeah.
What are taxes like?
Sales tax is 6%.
It's not too bad. I mean, sales tax is about 6%. I mean, I don't really feel the taxes that much, the impact of it. So it's not too bad. It's about 6% for sales tax.
On the sales tax. And in the United States, whenever you're working as an employee at a hospital, which Kinetics does do direct hire, which means that you become an employee of the hospital versus an employee of a staffing company. So you get all of the same benefits and pay as an American nurse as your colleagues. KineticsUSA.com/application. On that note, so as far as the taxation goes, there's always federal taxes, which you pay to the big American government. And then there are also state taxes on top of that, which you pay with your state. Joy, roundabout number, how much do you pay in state taxes or percentage-wise?
I'm not so familiar because I usually just submit all my taxation information to a tax guru and then they fix it because it's so complicated. I'm not so aware of it.
So here in the United States, everyone uses what we call a CPA. It's a certified public accountant. And usually it's very inexpensive. Also, there are free programs here that you can do your taxes as well. And so that they actually take care of everything and they make it super easy for everybody. So definitely whenever you come here, it's really affordable and you can get all of the tax information that you need. Patricia, why did you choose Pennsylvania? We talked about the states and you know how it was about work, but what else were the influencers?
Yeah, you know, I think, as I said, it was really because I was coming here with my colleagues, and I loved that. We had a group of us. But Pennsylvania is, it's close to a lot of different states. It's like a central area. And I chose Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, because it's just a quiet place where I felt like I can grow my kids up. And as opposed to going to New York, which would, you know, expose them to a very busy culture, I was trying to keep them more or less close to a type of environment that we have had back in Trinidad. So that worked for me, as opposed to going to a big city. Harrisburg was just the right place, so to speak.
Joy, what advice do you have?
Read a lot about Pennsylvania. Read about Penn State Health. Maybe Kinetics can help with that.
Absolutely.
Once you are here, you can get connected. Patricia's over in Holy Spirit. You can get connected with her. There's many of us here that could help you out. I believe Penn State Health would have to set it up for their immigrant nurses. They would have to have some kind of resources for them. So I'm sure Penn State Health would set it up, since Penn State Health is very into diversity and inclusion. So I'm sure there will be some resources for you when you came here, when you would come here.
Patricia, Holy Spirit, Penn State, what piece of advice could you give?
Come, we are excited to have you. We're going to embrace you. It's going to be a fun time. It's a great opportunity for you to elevate your practice and really, you know, make your career whatever you want it to be.
Thank you so much, ladies, for being here, telling us about your experiences, your families, work, and working at Penn State Health. Take care, everyone.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work here in the USA. We offer direct hire, meaning you will be sponsored and hired directly by American healthcare facilities. If you're interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.